Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, The Transformation, was written by Otroa Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. On nights when the moon is full, while thousands of men around the world start their painful mutation into werewolves, I too suffer a strange transformation. I researched this phenomenon in an old Persian book which explained the photosynthetic development of chlorophyllic pigmentation. Possibly because I may have been pierced by a poisonous thorn on one of my numerous trips to Borneo, when a star peeks around the moon, I become a demonically possessed prisoner of my ancestral roots and return to the heritage of my most distant forefathers. Without even a trace of my personal will, as the brilliance of the moon clashes with the terror in my soul, I slowly evolve into a plant. After everyone in my tranquil mountain home has gone to sleep, I move into the garden like a phantom in a unique cyclical ceremony on this bloodthirsty planet. As I am buried in the loamy soil, my body experiences a cellular morphogenesis. My legs and trunk begin to take on a greenish coloring. Simultaneously, an almost insupportable rigidity can be felt over all my body, and my legs turn into roots. My arms and hands harden and gradually extend, stretch out, turn into limbs covered with knots and thousands of tender young leaves. I begin to breathe carbon monoxide. Little flowers emerge everywhere, and my motionless body, following that which is true of all living plants, starts to show the first signs of fruit, which suddenly appear hanging from my fingers. As I expel all of the oxygen that has remained in my lungs, and with a cold, hollow howl, I am transformed into a tree. In botanical ecstasy and with age-old hardness of oaks, I sense the sublime magnificence that I possess. I feel like I have all of the world's knowledge, and I'm surrounded by my counterparts, the immense cypresses, the flowering acacias, and the fragrant cedars that have withstood the force of nature for endless centuries. In this circumstance, I feel inebriated with the divine peace of the forest. All night, I feel like a part of the earth and sense the earth's minerals throbbing within me. In the distance, I can see the glittering lights of the city. And like all trees, I fear the closeness of man. In the moonlight, I suddenly notice men approaching. They come closer, singing their deadly little songs. They come with axes and cement. We can't do anything as they attack us, cutting off our arms and legs, leaving us as nothing more than miserable, useless tree trunks. I see a river assassinated with one blow as civilization advances. The birds fly away, but man keeps coming forward, contaminating and destroying as he advances. A desert is left where a forest once stood. As the sun begins to rise, I'm slowly reborn again as a man. My aching, stiff body arises from the grave where I have lain, and I stand. I stumble through the garden and fall exhausted at the entrance to the house. Servants find me spent, with leaves in my mouth and dirt clinging to my clothes. Unable to explain what has happened, they carry me to my room where I fall into a profound sleep. 2 days later, I emerge, still frightened by the memory of my cellular morphogenesis. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at ketr.org/support.